You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Pasuk in Tehillim, Mizmor 68, Pasuk Yutet, Samechet, the 19th Pasuk, is brought that Alita Lamarom, Heveta Shevi. So, Vim Shabbat Shalom into Shomayim. So, he brought the Torah for us. And he brought something in return. Shevi, that means souvenir. They call it Sorati. So Zohar Kadosh learns, when he says, Alita Lamarom, Ben Moshe Baruch Shom went up to Shomayim, and then they give him a gift, Shevi. So Shevi is Rashi Tevot, Shimon Bar Yochai. So that means, actually, the reason that they give the Torah to Moshe Baruch Shalom was Bizchut Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And it's very interesting, you look at the calendar, past 100 years and next 100 years, always Sheva Ba'adar, it's like Ba'omer. You have noticed? Yeah. No? Yes. In Sheva Ba'adar, it's the same day as, like it was Friday this year, right? So like Ba'amur, you see also it's Friday. You never noticed?
No.
Yeah, so it's a very unbelievable thing that always the date that Shalom Shalom we serve it in his Hilulah, it's also his like Ba'amur. And the reason is that actually Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. And we see the history of the life that how what went through is exactly the same. As far as the years that they were the leader of Am Yisrael, they ran away. Something with Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, he ran away. No, they went against him, and so on. So see, it's the same exactly pattern of the life that they went through. So here, actually, when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom went up to Shamayim, Bizchut Rashbi, the Torah was given to him, according to what we see, the Zohar HaKadosh explains, Alita Lamarom, and he brought back Shevi, a gift that was given to him. Gemara says that Rashbi claimed, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Alav Shalom, claimed, Yachol ani liftor et kol haolam. So he said that I'm able to exempt the whole olam, the whole world, because of my zechut. This is, you know, very big thing to say. From decrees, from gezerot. It says, Bizchuti, I can cancel all the gezerot. So he said, if there are two people in the olam that are able to cancel the gezerot, one is me, one is my son. How is he not able to do this? And how could he say such a thing? No? How could he say such a thing? How did he gain such a zechut? Where did he bring such a zechut? Go to the cave, yeah.
Or accepting the hardship on himself in the cave.
So why did he go through Yisurin? Why he went through all this hardship? What happened that he went through all this Yisurin? Who said Lashon Hara? We have an interesting Gemara, Yom Shabbat, and it's very interesting. The page of the Gemara is page 33, Lag. So on the page 33, that his Hilula also is Lag, and then 33, of the Omer, he brings that they were sitting, Yehuda ben Gerim, Abi Yossi, and Abi Shimon bar Yochai, that they were praising the society of the Romans. With the technology they have, with the great things that they did for us. Shopping center, such an advanced, what do you call the canyon? Yeah, they call it canyon, no? No, in Eretz Yisrael. Huh?
Canyonim?
Yeah. Is that what they call? Yeah?
Canyon.
Right, and all of these things that they made, we're so privileged. We have so much access, comfort. So Rabbi Yossi says in Gemara, he didn't say anything, he kept quiet. So Rashbi Alam Shalom said, what are you talking about? What a damage it made for us. What we're going through because of all these advanced technology and accessibility that, it's prepared for us. What the damage it made to the families, to the kids, and so on. So Yehuda ben Gerim went and reported the whole dialogue that went on. So they deported Rabbi Yossi to Sipori because, he kept quiet. And then they made a decree to go after Rashbi Alav Shalom. So first he hid in the Beit Midrash, and his wife was bringing him food, and so on. So he said, how long my wife can resist? Maybe they force her, and then she would reveal, where we are hiding. So when he went to the cave, so what did he do in the cave? I know, but how did he resist in the cave? How did he go on in the cave? What happened?
His nutrition was just one Carabin type of food all the time.
Yeah, carob and
water.
Yeah. So Gemara says during the week the tree was giving carob and Shabbatot date. So he ate dates and Shabbatot. And during the week, he ate harnuk. And the Rambam brings the worst food that you can eat is carob. That's the achim azik. Yeah. But he ate it for how many years?
13 years.
13 years. That's what he had. Shakur niya vidvaro boreperi ayes. That's it. And what type of couch he had? He went down to the sand. Why? Why he hide himself in the sand? Why?
Was naked.
I know. Why did he do such a thing? Why he had to do such a thing?
So the clothes of Shabbat is going to be clean for Shabbat.
Well, I don't understand. Maybe you can.
Why
I understand, but maybe you can help me. If Hashem make a miracle that all of a sudden a tree will grow, because you know how long it takes the carrot tree will grow?
Long time.
How long?
I don't know exactly, but long time.
7 years. So now all of a sudden there's a carob tree. Good? All of a sudden there's a river, arrowhead water. So Hashem cannot make a miracle that His clothing will stay fresh and clean like in the desert. 40 years, they never paid laundry bills, right? Because their clothing became always fresh and clean, just like you just picked it up from laundromat. No? So how did he run away to the cave? What was he thinking? Understand? So if you have emunah for food, so how come you don't have emunah for clothing? No?
Well, the clothing is secondary.
Secondary.
The food is important for being alive, to stay alive.
Ah. So on the other hand, so Ribbono Shel Olam was obligated to take care of him, so he would stay alive. But he was not obligated to take care of his clothing, right? But could have?
Yes.
They could. But Rashbi didn't want to bother Hashem. Make sense?
Yes.
So no, whatever that is a necessity, I accept. But for my clothing, no, we should not bother Hashem. You know what it is? You know, we see a very interesting thing that we have a big list. Hashem, give me this. I want this. Why don't you give me? You know, one thing we have to always remember, Hashem, Yitbarach, doesn't owe us anything. Nothing, nothing. But our attitude, our demand here is, give me, I want. Why don't you give me? You know, I want it, you know, even though Baruch Hashem we have, but never stop demanding from Ribbono Shel Olam. So that means if you don't have it, so then we're not as happy as we should be. As we see the whole machloret between Yaakov and Esav, as we see in Parashat Vayishlach, that Yaakov Olam Shalom, his response to all the blessing that Hashem has given him, it was Yeshri Kol. What did Esav say? Yeshri Rav. So what's the difference? Yeshri Kol means I have, maybe not as much, but what do I have? That's everything that I should have. But when Esav says, Yeshri Rav, what does it mean?
He has a lot, but he can have more.
I say, I have, but why should I not have more? So that's what our attitude is all about. So now, back to statement of Rashbi Alav Shalom. Rashbi Alav Shalom says, Yachol ani liftor et kol ha'olam. I am able to cancel any decrees, as Gemara brings, at his time, never ever you saw a rainbow. Never. That's why one of the minhagim that we have, we throw the arrow on a bow.
How long did he live?
Sorry?
And Shom Bar Yochai?
No.
Probably at the same age of the Moshe ben Aaron Shalom. So at his time, we cannot say that his generation, they were tzaddikim, because we see, you know, they made him a lot of trouble. So, but he was able to cancel all the gezerot, as he says, and at his time, we see there is no sign that Hashem was angry at Am Yisrael. But why? Because here we see that Yisurin that he went through had nothing about him. The Yisurin that he went through was only for the sake of Am Yisrael. So that means, what the Gemara is teaching us, the story about what happened and he had to run away, it was only because he wanted to protect Am Yisrael. That's why he got into trouble. It was nothing personal. So now here we see that to be able to cancel the decrees from Am Yisrael, it depends how much of Yisurin you're willing to accept Leman Am Yisrael, for the sake of Am Yisrael. And you know what it is? That he claims I'm able to cancel any decrees that Chas v'Shalom would come about for Am Yisrael. But why? Because all the time that he went through the Yisurim, it was only and only because he wanted to protect Am Yisrael. And that's why he created such a zechut for himself to be able to mevatel all the gezerot for Am Yisrael. And we need it very, very urgent. So Hashem Yizakenu, B'zad Hashem B'zchud, Rashbi Alav Shalom, that all the gezerot ra'ot will be away from Am Yisrael, and Yizkeh B'zad Hashem Yeshuot, and Samachot, B'kol Am Yisrael B'karov, Amen Ki Ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.